After a week of protests and calls for action, survivors from some of the worst mass shootings in the United States have met President Donald Trump to plead for gun reform. Parents, teachers and student survivors offered at times heartbreaking evidence for changing the laws around bearing arms. Samuel Zaif, who was at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School when a former student shot and killed 17 people last week, described how it's affected him.
It doesn't even feel like a week. Time has stood still. To feel like this ever, I can't feel comfortable in my country knowing that people have, will have, ever gonna feel like this. And I wanna feel safe at school, and now I don't know how I'm ever gonna step foot on that place again.
A photo of President Trump's notes from the meeting revealed his fifth and final point, consisting of just three words: I hear you. President Trump promised improved background and mental health checks for prospective gun buyers. His other idea: arm the teachers.
The other thing, I really believe that if these cowards knew that that was, that the school was, you know, well guarded from the standpoint of having pretty much professionals with great training, I think they wouldn't go into the school to start off with. I think it could very well solve your problem.
Admitting the idea was controversial, Mr. Trump says the average school shooting lasted 3 minutes compared to the police response time of between 5 and 8 minutes. He said some airline pilots began carrying concealed weapons following the September 11 terrorist attacks in the US. The president earlier showed some willingness to change gun laws, announcing on Tuesday that he was supporting a ban on so-called bump stock devices that turn guns into machine guns. Similar moves to restrict the sale of firearms after numerous shooting incidents in the past have failed. Elsewhere, students around the country walked out of classrooms to rally in support of stricter controls. In Florida's capital, Tallahassee, politicians joined survivors of the recent school shooting, such as Florence Yared.
We are out here advocating for change because of this Capitol's failure to do our primary job by keeping us safe. Some of you said that's too soon to talk about gun control. No, it is not too soon. No, this is not the wrong time. There's no better time than now to talk about gun control.
It's a sentiment shared by Isabel Benning in Washington.
And there's so many other children around this country who feel the same and who want to come out here and do similar. And I think that soon our voices will have to be heard.
Despite attempts by Democrats to get a bill banning assault rifles and large-capacity magazines heard in Florida's Senate, it was dismissed by Republicans. It's moves like these that are likely to anger protesters.